on the reflexes.
Welcome to It's All in the Reflexes, podcast all about the greatest movie of all time, John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. I'm Luke. Please follow me on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China, a great place to meet other Big Trouble in Little China fans. If you can also take the time to follow, subscribe and rate, give 5 stars on any platforms you listen to podcasts on, that would be amazing of you. So let's get started, and remember, it's all in the reflexes.
Everybody relax, I'm here.
On this episode, I'm going to be talking about storyboards of Big Trouble in Little China. I was looking through The Art of Big Trouble in Little China, a great book, big coffee table book, and there's these pages about the storyboards, and I found it interesting. I thought you might as well, if you're a fan of this movie. In case you don't know, a storyboard is sort of drawings of a scene you're going to shoot in a script. So look at the script and they go, how are we going to film this scene? So they kind of draw these little boxes and how they're going to film them. John Carpenter doesn't like to rely on the storyboards. Well, that's what it says in the book. But they do have to do some when they're trying to work out the visual effects. They have to have, everybody has to understand what's going on in these visual effects. And in the book, there are some of these printed, and it has a few information on there that I found interesting. So they would have to send these to the Boss Film Corporation, which must be where they do the special effects. It is copyrighted 1985, but it also has another stamp on there on the corner of October 11th, 1985. I'm guessing that was the filming date. But at the top of this scene, on this page, in handwritten, it also has the date November 27 and December 4, Fox Stage 6. So this must be additional shooting dates, or where they shot different elements of this scene. This is for the scene of the big alley fight scene where the storms enter. So they shot that on the Fox Stage 6 on these dates. It has a little box that says description, and it says exit, foggy alley, wide shot, shot end of alley. A huge flashing green explosion, smoke billowing, and the center is pulsing. This is the entrance of the three storms. In a box marked stage, it says pyro. I'm guessing this, I don't think this is a special what they did on the stage, like the pyro effects, or there's a stage for pyro. But this is, it just says pyro. But on the animation, which is the description I'm taking of what elements they have to add to this, what's the special effects they're going to have to do, and all it says is enhanced pyro. So the part of the effect was done on the set, the big pyro, the explosion, and their job in this scene is to enhance the pyro. So on the other board, the description is, blast of lightning streaks down and strikes the surface of the alley. And then animation is the, in the box of animation, it says the lightning bolt and enhanced pyro. I find that interesting. There were two storyboards like that. And then they do like pictures of, there are four storyboards of, it must be lightning landing in the alley. And so it has him sort of flying down on the lightning, different stages, and then when they do the close-up of his eyes with the lightning going in between each eyeball. The next scene is the White Tiger, where Jack is fighting Rain. So it's just four different pictures of like Jack running after Rain, and it says Jack running after Rain in the chaos and grabs him. And so there's sort of this funny pictures of Jack Burden as Henry Swanson, sort of running after Rain in the corridor. And then it says punching Rain. So when he's punching Rain, it says lands two fairly good punches. And then the next one is when Rain knocks Jack back with a chop, and Rain turns and runs away is the last one, and Jack follows. I remember the scene being shot more like Jack hits him, Jack hits Rain, punches him a couple of times, doesn't do any kind of effect on Rain, and just Rain just kicks him away. So they're probably trying to figure out what was funny or what they were going to do on the day, and it's just, yeah. So the next scene on the next page, they kind of do the couple of drawings on the white tiger, or the white tiger madam, when the lightning explosion behind and she explodes through the door. But the ones I really wanted to talk about is the five storyboards on the next page. It's all about the scene where lightning flies down the hole in the roof, cuts Mao Ying from the bed and flies back up. So this is what this is about. But these aren't drawings. These are actually stills from this when they filmed the scene. So this either has come from a still, someone taking a shot, or from the film itself, just to give them an idea of what they're working on, I'm guessing. So they kind of have to know what scene they are working on. On this one, they have two dates, which I found interesting, because there has December 19th, which I'm guessing is the shooting date, because I know they were shooting around then. And then they have another date above it, stamped, which is February 13th. So maybe this is when they did the effects, or maybe when they had to do a reshoot, or when they had the effects had to be done by, I don't know. So the pages they've got printed in the book are pages 17, 18, 19, 20, and 20A. So this would be all the special effects they had to do. They would have a whole book, a whole folder of visual effects and what they would have to do to these certain scenes. The description of what special effect they would have to add or enhance on these scenes. The first one is when lightning is sliding down through the hole in the roof, and it says lightning slides down the sizzling bolt. They have to add the animation of the white lightning bolt. It says they have to add animation white lightning bolt leads character slightly at head of shot. So that's what they need to do. So the next one is when lightning is standing by Mao Yin's bed. She's tied to the bed and he's holding a knife. And the description is, and drops to the floor next to Mao Ying. So it's basically the next shot is when lightning drops to the floor and he's standing next to the bed. There's a box here about said stage and they say shoot rain element. I'm guessing the rain effect is shot on the stage. And on the animation, it says white lightning bolt still in shot after he lets go, and is less excited when he lets go. So basically what they're saying is when he rides the lightning down through the hole, but when lightning lets go of it, it becomes less excited. I guess it means less bright, means less activated, which is kind of cool. Something that I hadn't really thought about before, but it's still there, the lightning bolt, but it only gets excited when lightning holds onto it. The next page is page 19. And this is when lightning is cutting Mao Ying from the bed. If you remember this scene, lightning has all coming out of his arms, lightning bolts, and going over the bed, and all over Mao Ying. And it's really cool because it goes up. It looks really good. It goes up her arm. And I always thought that was a really cool scene. But in the description for this, so when it says, with his knife, lightning slashes her bounds and scoops her up out of the bed. So that's just the description part. And then the rest is blank, the nothing on stage. But the animation, it says, sparks to metal bed frame and possible running over her body. That's what it says. Sparks to the metal bed frame and possible running over her body. Which he does end up doing. It goes all over them. It's all the sparks and lightning sort of covering everything he's touching and the metal bed frame. On the page 20, it's when lightning has Mao Ying over his shoulder and he's going to go back up. And it just, in the description, it says, turns and starts to take her up out of the room. In the stage box is also to shoot rain elements because it's raining through the hole. So what they have to do here is, it says, lightning bolt, as he grabs idle bolt, it becomes more excited. So they're going back to that same thing again. The lightning bolt might have even been just there the whole time, waiting for him to come back. But as he grabs hold of it with one hand, with Mao Ying, and takes it up out of the room, it gets more brighter, more excited. And that's what they had to add. I find that quite interesting. So the last one is page 20A. And this is for, it just a description is Lightning and Mao Ying. Mao Ying is spelt wrong. They've spelt it right before, but on this one, it's actually, it's spelt wrong. They've got the I and the A around the wrong way. So it's Lightning and Mao Ying go up through the hole in the roof. And they need more stage elements. But the animation is White Lightning slides up and out of the room after they do. So the White Lightning goes up out of the room as they go up. I mean, I remember the lightning being more blue, always blue lightning. But in the description here, it says, it's all, as always said, White Lightning. So it makes me, well, I'm going to have to go and watch these scenes again for the thousandth time. I never mind having to go and watch Big Trouble in China again. But I find that really interesting about these short descriptions of what effects they need to add to these scenes. And then it would have been really interesting to sort of see these scenes without these special effects, especially the one with Mao Ying, where has his lightnings cutting the bounds off Mao Ying. I always remember those, really enjoying that scene. Think it's a very clever scene, that all those lightning bolts going up and down, and seeing what they had to work from, what the small descriptions of going from, this is what they had to work from about that, the effect they wanted to make, and how much they have enhanced this film by these amazing special effects. And I hope you found it interesting too, just these small bits of information about when they filmed these. So it's definitely in 1985, near the end of 1985, and maybe going into, obviously, 1986. So thank you for listening, and remember, it's all in the reflexes.
It's all in the reflexes.